What do we do when our dog bites our child? Today, I will share my experience with this because I hope it's useful for any of the rest of us dealing with the same situations. I hope it's useful to prevent the dog and the child having the altercation in the first place, because that's ideal. If we have the chance to see that maybe it could happen, then we have the chance to prevent it. And in this case, prevention is far better than what do we do after it's happened. I'm grateful that I have the courage to share this because this has been the most traumatic thing that I've been through in a while. This is my dog here, Peaches. I love Peaches. And now we are detaching with love, essentially, because Peaches, 2 weeks ago, bite seems a little severe given what damage she can do with a bite. Most accurate is that she dominated my two-year-old daughter. We were in the kitchen playing, and I was making smoothie with my mother. My daughter, Madeline, was walking around and playing with Peaches. She was giving her like a hug around the neck. And the next thing we know, as my mother and I are in the kitchen, I'm making a smoothie, we hear Madeline start screaming, and all of a sudden, Peaches has her mouth, has Madeline's face inside her mouth. I picked Madeline up and found that Madeline had a gash about 2 centimeters long on the side of her face, deep blood coming out, and another puncture wound, the doctor said, right here, blood coming out, her face hanging open. I was immediately, my first thought was, oh my God, she's scarred for life. And then right after that, the assumption that somehow this is my fault, even though I was neither participant, so to speak, in it. I did not do the biting or was not the one bitten. I did not tell the dog to bite her. And yet, my immediate belief inside is that, oh my God, she's scarred for life. I did this. That so I'm, as her parent, I'm responsible for this. This happened because of something I did. Then Madeline started crying and screaming right. She already was screaming and crying as soon as Peaches put her on her back. Now, Peaches did not intend to hurt her. Peaches intended to show her who was boss and show her that she was not to be messed around with and not to be played rough, that she is top dog, so to speak. Now, Peaches is just an angel with human beings. Peaches loves adults, and she doesn't do so great with other dogs, though, and because I don't know why. See, getting into all this other stuff tends to lose track of what we can actually do. And our minds want to get into explaining all these things and saying who's right and who's at fault. And I personally have found this is not helpful. What's helpful is what do we do about it right now? And how do we get our feelings felt and moved on about this? Right as I picked my daughter up, right when it happened, I ran over immediately. I grabbed Peaches by the fur and tossed her right about over here where we are in the living room. I'm grateful I used just the force necessary, not excessive, I used enough to completely stop any further damage. And my first reaction when I saw my daughter was when I feel a horrible sense of, oh my God, fear, terror, I don't go around every day feeling that. That is a painful emotion. I started screaming and crying right away as well. Now, my mother is a veterinarian. She was in the army. She's seen lots of dog bites. She's seen lots of trauma. My mother is of the keep it cool and keep everything under wraps and then blow it all out later when you get home. And I used to do that too. At work, I used to be cool under anything. I'd never act like I felt anything except anger or annoyance. And then when I got home, I'd either try and numb the pain or drink and be a total disaster. Now, what works for me is to just feel my feelings right away. As soon as I picked my daughter up and saw the blood running out of her face, and I saw the what had happened, I started screaming and crying. I felt awful. I felt pain. I felt shame. I felt all those kinds of misery. And then when my mother tried to tell me to hold it together, my mother said, "Now stop that. You've got to keep it together. You can't do that around Madeline." I cursed at her and screamed at her and said something, which is unusual for me today. It used to be a kind of a daily thing for anyone who was around me. It's very unusual for me to cuss and get upset with people because I realize if I'm upset with someone else, I'm disturbed inside. At the same time, someone who's hurt or injured, the logical response, the natural response, the natural first response is often to lash out. And therefore, I try and, when someone is hurt or now, I try and give space. And because if I try and push, then I'm likely to get that same response back. I realized as soon as I screamed and cussed at my mother that what I'd done, and I apologized to her right away, even as this is just seconds after happening. I said, "Look, Mom, I'm sorry. I don't mean, you know, to get out of my house." And I also said, "Mom, I need to feel my feelings right now. I need to feel my feelings now, and therefore I can be present, and I can be cool and calm for the rest of the day. For me, if I hold my feelings inside, there's this background tension that bleeds into everything. If I just cry and scream and get it out, then I can return back to centered." And that's exactly what my daughter did. She screamed, she cried for a few minutes, and then she returned back to center. She was okay just a few minutes after after Peaches and her had the altercation. She was okay. She was not still upset and crying about it. And yet, as adults, it's almost worse for us because we go on and on about this stuff in our minds. After the screaming and crying was over with, which took a few minutes, then we saw that it'd be wise to go get Madeline some medical attention because the 2 centimeter or so tear along her face was deep, and getting some stitches for that was a good way to make sure that she had a minimal scarring. So that's what we did. We went to the All Children's Hospital. And for adults, the part at the hospital was probably much more challenging than the brief moments of terror and pain at home. We were in the hospital. Even though there was no wait, it still took about 3 hours to get Madeline all stitched up. And Madeline found the process at the hospital probably worse than the actual thing at home itself. It looks like they did a good job stitching her face up. It looks like this, the scar on here should be minimal, and a little tiny mark on her face next to her nose. And after we did all that, we came home and we talked about, then we looked at, because sometimes we need to handle one thing at a time. What we like to do with our minds is immediately when something like this has happened, just handle everything all at once. The doctor, right while he's sewing Madeline's face up, asks us, "What are we going to do about the dog?" Now, yes, as a medical professional, he probably doesn't want to have to stitch her up again from another dog bite. At the same time, though, while we're getting her face stitched up and Madeline's crying while her getting needles stuck through her face to sew her face up, we were not ready to think about what we were going to do with the dog yet. Now, as soon as we were done and walking around the hospital heading out, I said that it probably wouldn't be responsible or wise to keep a dog around who's proven that she believes she's dominant over children. Now, if you're bigger than Peaches, she has no confusion about who's dominant. But Peaches has some confusion if you're smaller than her. She thinks that she runs things. If she's bigger than you and she can push you around, she thinks she ought to be in charge. So I suggested it's not wise for us to keep a dog who's proven like that. And we thought about it. We talked about it with everyone. My mother, my wife's family, friends, family, whoever'd listen. And we reached a loving decision that it's time to detach with love from Peaches. It's time to let Peaches go to a new home. At the same time, we considered taking her to the vet and getting her nicely termed, put to sleep. And that didn't feel right in our hearts. Now, there's not one right way to do things. There's not one way that this is absolutely correct in every situation. Now, our minds want there to be one way to be correct. Because if there's one way to be correct, then we can be right about things. We can say that my way is the right way, and this, therefore, is how to do things. Well, life is not like that. There's a lot of ways to go about the same situation and to handle it successfully. There's lots of ways we could say to screw up the same situation as well. What guides us best often is to what feels right, what feels loving in our hearts. And to me, it didn't feel loving to take Peaches to the vet and put her to sleep. That does not feel loving to me. Now, in other cases, Peaches is 10 years old now. We are looking for a new home for Peaches, and meanwhile, we are keeping her separated physically from Madeline. We're keeping her outside along with our other dog over here, Bo. He is kept separate with Peaches, so they're together. So in our hearts, we didn't feel, and we don't feel like it's right to just take her and get her, so to speak, put to sleep at the vet. Now, someone else's situation, that might be the right thing to do. That's not up to me to decide. It's up to me to decide what's right for my home based on what's in my heart. And what I follow is what feels loving, what feels kind, what feels generous. It doesn't feel kind or loving or generous, especially if we change the language. If we say, let's go take Peaches to get to the vet so the vet can kill her. That doesn't sound like something I'd like to participate in. I believe there's someone else who might love having Peaches in their home. Someone probably older. She would be perfect for someone who maybe is in their, who doesn't have a dog, who's older, who lives alone, and who would appreciate the company around of a dog. Like my mother is, how old is my mother? 60 or so. My mother, we adopted a dog for my mother after my father died, and that was just perfect. My mother loves having her dog around all day, every day. I think Peaches would be perfect in a situation like that. I've learned a lot from this, and as we go forward in this decision, one of the most valuable lessons I've learned is to be able to detach with love. One of the most challenging things, it seems, in life is when we need to make some change, whether it's giving away one of our pets, or whether it's something like a family change where someone's passed away, or where someone's moving away, or where there's the end of a relationship. I think one of the most challenging things is to detach with love, because it seems a lot of us are programmed that we have to detach with hate. That we have to, if we leave a job, we have to talk about how terrible that job was and go on about how we have to be the victim in a lot of stories, or we have to be the perpetrator. We have to say, I was wrong, especially in relationships. We feel like we have to have this victim-perpetrator role, where for something like this with a pet, it'd be easy to just do victim-perpetrator and say, well, our dog perpetrated this violence on our daughter, and all of us are the victims of this, and she's an awful animal, and we'll just have to kill her to make up for this. And we will have to punish her, essentially, because she's a bad dog. And to me, I'm very grateful we've been able to go forward without doing that, because what I just described is what has felt normal for most of my adult life. What feels right for me today is to say, look, I still love Peaches. I love Peaches. We've had an amazing 7 years together. Peaches is the first dog I've had as an adult. Peaches has put up with a lot out of me. And she's put up with a lot of neglect, essentially, and not being paid attention to. Since my Laura and I have had Madeline, Peaches, and we got Bo over here, Peaches has been probably the lowest on the totem pole in terms of getting paid attention to. And most of us, we really want attention. We want to be noticed. We have a need to be paid attention to. And Peaches has dealt with that well. I'm grateful today I can separate from her with love and say, look, Peaches, I love you. You're a beautiful dog. And I think it's time for our journey together to part ways. That you have, if you want to do more good living in someone else's home, which that's what feels right, we will try and help with that. And to me, that is a beautiful thing, to be able to separate with love instead of with a victim perpetrator story, or instead of with hate. Because when we can separate with love, we can truly handle everything life throws at us. We can handle death, we can handle the end of a relationship, we can handle the end of a job, we can handle with the end of an addiction. And addictions can be things to separate with love. To say, look, I've loved this alcohol, or I've loved these substances I've used, or I've loved whatever addictive behavior, but look, I'm done with that. It's time to go. It's a lot of us, when we try and separate with hate, as I've tried to separate my alcohol with hate for a lot of my life, and that never worked because I'd end up coming right back. Separating with love, though, and say, look, I had a lot of great times drinking, and I had a lot of miserable times drinking as well. I'm going to separate and say there's nothing wrong with alcohol. It's fine. It works very well for what it does, and I enjoyed lots of it. And at the same time, I have no interest in having that be a part of my life today. I let that go. And at the same time, then I'm okay with it existing out in the rest of life, that other people can enjoy a drink or two of alcohol. So with Peaches, this has been one of the biggest learning experiences, is to separate with love, to say, I love you, Peaches, and I love you whether you're in my home or in someone else's home. And Peaches always has a place in my heart. She normally is outside during the day, and she's inside today so I could film this video with her. This is kind of a goodbye video, that I love you, and we are trusting that we will be guided, we will be connected with another person. And yes, if our thought right now is, oh my God, if you're going to give her away, are you going to tell whoever you give her to what happened? Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone adopting her has a right to know everything about her life, including that she was found wild, essentially, on a peach orchard by herself, and that she just had an altercation resulting in a trip to the hospital with our daughter. Yes, I think that she should not be in any home with children or even with other pets, because she's killed several possums, two possums in the backyard. She's also maimed a few other animals. And that's the facts about what we remember about Peaches. And yes, it's important to just share these things. Now, when I say what kind of home she should be in, ultimately that's not up to me, because I can describe, I can talk about her, I can share what her life has been like, I can do my part when anyone's adopting her. However, still other people can put her in any kind of home, though. It's up to me to share what I know, but at the same time, it's up to wherever she goes to share and to keep that in mind. We were told by one rescue agency, the lady saw how Peaches reacted to her dog. Peaches just tried to bite, often tries to bite dogs when they come over. She's not very friendly with dogs usually. And a lady told us that we shouldn't have children around Peaches. Now, for 2 years, we didn't have any major issues, but we had lots of minor issues. In fact, Peaches would growl at Madeline sometimes, and Peaches snapped at her once, but Laura was right there, had everyone right in her arms when it happened. Now, the challenge with these kind of things is to just share our story. Yes, this has been awkward. I have not shared it in a perfectly presented and format, and life is just awkward. The truth is just a little uncomfortable or not very easy to explain, and yet we have this desire to hear the honest, the real, unedited truth. And that's what I try and do today, is just share that, because when we each share our experience, that helps us be wise. We can learn from what others have done without being told what we should do. If Peaches had been... she dominated Madeline. She didn't try and hurt Madeline, though. If Peaches had tried to hurt Madeline, Madeline might not even have lived through it. I mean, Peaches has the ability to do a whole lot of damage. And if that had happened, yes, then my wife and I very well would have taken Peaches to the vet, I would imagine, and have got her put to sleep. It wouldn't have been safe for anyone to have her in her home. And there might be some people watching or reading and saying that we're monsters because we ought to be putting that dog to sleep. No one else should be allowed to take her. And when we each share our experience, we then can come to the best decisions without being told what we should do. I know I don't like being told what I should do, because there's a lot of implications there. I've been being told what I should do my whole life, and I often resisted being told what I should do. A lot of people told me I should stop drinking. Jerry, you should stop drinking. You drink too much, you should drink less. And I resisted that. I sought to prove all those shoulders wrong. I try and avoid telling anyone what should be done today in favor of simply sharing my real life experience, even as messy and as awkward and as uncomfortable as it looks. Now, the irony is that I've learned so much from this that sometimes I wonder if I really shouldn't look forward. Here we go with the word should again. If I... sometimes the things that happen to us that are most traumatic in life also give us huge room to grow. The day, the 24 to 48 hours after Peaches and Madeline had the altercation, resulting in stitches for Madeline in the hospital, I felt like I'd had a mental house cleaning. Like a lot of the day-to-day things I obsess about, like my blog on Steam, or how much money I'm making, or what people have said about me, a lot of the day-to-day things I obsess about that really don't have much of an impact on my happiness, on my experience of life. Whereas things like family have a gigantic impact on my experience of life. I'm grateful for 24 to 48 hours. I dropped almost everything else in my life and just spent time with my family. I did still go to my Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, even the day of the altercation that Peaches and Madeline had. And I've, in fact, deepened my relationships with some of people in AA, because then I had a need to reach out for help. A lot of us wonder, why do bad things happen? My daughter, I don't know, she may have a scar on her face for years, maybe even her whole life, because of this altercation with Peaches. My dad apparently got bit pretty bad by a dog when he was her age as well, and he had to go through the rabies shots with it, and he lived a full life to 63, and had, I'm grateful for my father, and he wasn't scarred for life from it, essentially. A lot of us, we wonder, why do things that we might call this a bad thing, and saying that Peaches bit Madeline or had an altercation, we might say, this is a bad thing. Jerry, that was a bad thing. I've had some people say, oh, I'm sorry for you. Oh, that's awful. And yes, while I had an absolute moment of terror that seemed to have been shared by everyone else involved, It's hard for me to say that this is a bad thing, because A, it happened. There's no use in calling it bad or evil. No one who participated in it is bad or evil. Peaches is not bad or evil. I'm not a bad or evil father. I'm an ordinary father. Peaches is an ordinary dog. Madeline is an ordinary daughter. And yet ordinary is extraordinary. There's nothing bad or evil or awful in us except as we decide it is. Therefore, with no one bad or evil participating, there's nothing bad or evil that happened in it. And that is very obvious to see from up close. It's very obvious to see that we hurt the people we love the most. And sometimes we just are going to hurt each other on a bad day, whether it's with something we do, as in Peaches and Madeline having the altercation, or whether it's where my wife and I have a verbal altercation, or my daughter and I just pout and sit around and cry together. We hurt the people we love the most. And a lot of times the things that hurt us and that we might think of as bad or traumatic are actually huge growth opportunities. I feel like I've grown immensely from this. And I'll show you now one of the things that has come of this. I've finally, after thinking about starting a garden for months, I was inspired to take action on this. I was inspired to actually go start the garden. So now, as you can see behind me here, I've made the beginnings on a garden. After months of meaning to start a garden and thinking about starting a garden, I finally have started the garden. I've got carrots, I've got kale planted in my backyard, I've got tomatoes, I've got some spinach, and this is just the beginning. I'm doing a whole lot more on my gardening adventure now. So my entire garden, the trauma of this, the pain, the fear, the suffering, I don't know, the suffering is kind of optional. I haven't suffered a whole lot out of this. And I was immediately motivated the day after this happened to get to work on the garden, to not delay anymore, to get started immediately instead of saying, well, I'll do this in a while, or I'll do this once my steam or whatever. I was motivated to start on this immediately. And now I'm finding that gardening is awesome. I love gardening. It has amazing health benefits. I'll be talking probably a lot more about that. And that the trauma of this inspired me to start gardening. And not only that, but I've been incredibly peaceful in the weeks that have followed since this has happened. I've found from a personal development standpoint that I've been very connected with life. I feel very whole and happy and grateful with how my life is today. I'm especially grateful that for my wife and daughter to be here for this. Which, I look back, a lot of the worst things in my life have been the best in terms of growth, in terms of being connected and with all of humanity, in terms of doing better. Struggles with my health, with my alcoholism, have motivated me to take the best care of myself and the people around me that I ever have before, to eat better, to exercise more. All those things I used to say I wanted to do and try and do, a lot of the traumas in my life have motivated me to essentially to just drop all my excuses and start doing them today. I'm very grateful for this chance to learn to detach with love. I love Peaches so much. And I know while in this video it has been more of direct communication, I've cried over this a lot. Detaching with love involves pain of letting go. And there'll be more pain, I'm sure. But it's funny, it's a good kind of pain, because when we love someone, it almost feels good to hurt a little bit for them. I came home yesterday with Madeline, and I came home from the store, and my wife had just gotten home too. And she wasn't around anywhere. We didn't know where she was for like 10 minutes. And that was traumatic. We were afraid. We weren't sure. We called her phone. She didn't answer. And she'd found her sister walking around a neighborhood and taking a walk with her for a few minutes. And while we were hurt and afraid for a little bit, both Madeline and I, we weren't sure where either Mama or Laura went, depending on who you asked. It feels good to love so much that there's that depth of feeling there. It feels good to open our hearts up and to be willing to suffer the pain of loss. When we adopt a dog, we are also taking on that pain of loss, and it's worth considering on a daily basis, because when we don't consider the pain of loss, it's often easy to get caught up in all these pointless frustrations, or trying to train our dog to perfectly behave, trying to demand the people around us treat us and act in a certain way. When we think about how we're going to lose everyone we love and care about, it often helps us see what's really important today. And a lot of us, we're scared sometimes to see what's really important, because we see, if we saw what was really important, we might quit our boring job. We might stop doing a lot of the, we might stop watching some of our TV shows. We might quit poisoning ourselves with alcohol and drugs or prescription medications. We might start eating better. We might become a totally different person if we saw what was really important in our lives. And I'm extremely grateful for everyone who's had the courage to help me see what's really important in my life. Loving people, loving family, loving people in my life, that's what's really important. All these other things are little games. Loving and having relationships with people, that is really important. And if I neglect that, I suffer immediately. No matter how well investments do, no matter how well, no matter how big my muscles are, whatever things we try and substitute for real connection and relationships with others. I'm grateful today. I feel very vulnerable sharing this. I'm aware of the possibilities of judgments, and yet it's not my business what you think of this. This is my truth. I've shared it in the most honest and often awkward way possible here. This is what I felt like would be best for all of us to do today. I didn't want to share this. I'd rather share things that make me look good all the time. And yet I know I feel happy when I share my truth. And I often have been most grateful for people who've been willing to share uncomfortable and inconvenient truths about their own life. So today, we love you. Thank you from Peaches and I. If you're looking for a dog near St. Petersburg, Florida, Peaches and I, Peaches might love to come to your home. So if you're looking for a dog, she's about 10 years old. And if you want a dog, she's looking for a home. So I love you. You're awesome. Thanks for watching or listening or reading. Hope you have a wonderful day today.